Hi there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. Don't ever give up. It sounds simple. It sounds like what we all want to do, but we know it's not as easy as what that first seems like. Why? Well, we're such emotional beings. We ride the roller coaster of emotions. We've got good days, we've got bad days, we've got days in between, we've got little things that happen that set us off. We've got little things that happen that make us feel great. We're just this constant, ever-rolling coaster. So when you just simply hear, don't ever give up, it sounds a lot easier than what we know it actually is. But does it have to be? See, I'm sure you know yourself, mate, you don't really want to give up. You don't really want to go back to the way things were. You don't really want to not have the vision that you have in your head and everything that you want to be able to achieve. But it just isn't working. It just doesn't seem to be getting easier. So why is that? Hey, let's explore this a little bit more. And hopefully by the end of it, you can start to see that actually there's a few things that you could be doing that allow this to be a lot easier for you. Giving up really isn't giving up. Giving up is just a thing. It's an emotion. It's a language that we use. And for every single person, it's so different. It means something different. And that comes from the map of your world. What does giving up mean to you? What does success mean to you? What does reaching goals mean to you? And until you have those clearly sort of defined, everything else is a gray area. Everything else is causing this mix of emotions to, are you on the right track? Are you moving forward? Are you achieving what you want to achieve? Because over the years, you've created this map of what success looks like, of what giving up looks like, of what failure looks like. And if you're not meeting that, then you give it a label. So how about instead, let's just look at a few little basics here. So the first thing is, what allows you to be moving forward? What do you have to see? What needs to happen in a day, in a week, in a month, for you to be able to say, I'm moving forward? See, for some people, moving forward is about the results that their clients are getting, the delivery, the retention. For other people, it's about how many new clients came in, how many leads came in, how much money did I put in the bank? For other people, it's about having a balance between I'm getting great clients, I'm doing great things with them, and my personal world is amazing. See, for every person, it's different. But if you don't have a clear picture of what that needs to be for you, then what are you measuring this against? And that's where it becomes easy to say, this doesn't work, and we give up. So giving up is not something we want to do. Giving up's not something that we go, oh, well, had enough. Time to do something different. Giving up is a measuring stick against what your map of success is, on what your map of this is where I should be or this is what I should be doing is. And quite often when we don't achieve that, we then go, well, time to go do something else. So when you think about, let's just take New Year's resolutions, people haven't given it much thought process. They get to December 31st, somewhere of that evening. Maybe it's the next day when they're hungover. And they go, this is what I want the next year to be like. They haven't really planned it out. They don't really have any measuring sticks. They've just got this thing in their head that this is what they want to be able to do. And after a week, the motivation fades. After 2 weeks, even a bit more, after a month, it's tough to keep on going. And when you look at why, 95% of New Year's resolutions fail. It's because in that moment, there was an emotion that said to that person, let's achieve this. But whether it was actually congruent with the map of that person, whether they actually had a plan on how to, whether that's actually what they really wanted, where things got tough. And as we know, things will always get tough. That's what makes the difference between people who really want something versus those that, well, yeah, it's okay. If I got it, I got it. And if I didn't, I didn't. So when you look right now, and whatever area you want to pick, you're probably a lot closer to your success than what you think. And maybe it's not so much anything other than changing what that looks like for you. So we have somebody who goes, oh, I've been trying to get X number of sales calls booked in every single week for the last 3 months, and I've never achieved it. Okay, so they've got a really clean number of what success looks like to them. They've been trying to do different activities. They never reach that number. But does that mean that because they haven't been getting 2 and 3 and 4 booked in, that they've been failing? Maybe that number wasn't the right number to start with. Maybe the resources, the activities weren't correct. But what we quite often do is we go, well, this is my number. I didn't reach it. Therefore, I'm no good. Therefore, I'll just give up. Now, the difference between the people who go on and who make it, who go on and achieve things, is they realize that that's not the right thinking. Let's say the number was needed 6 sales calls every week, but you never reached 6. But you got 2 1 week, then you got 3. You got 2 and then you got 5. Then you got 3. Well, maybe that just wasn't a realistic number versus the time, effort, resources, energy you had to put into it. Or maybe there was a better way to do it. But when you think that to start with, you're getting 0 sales calls, then you set yourself a target, and now at least you're getting 2, 3, 4, 5, would you say that you failed? Would you say, oh, well, that's hopeless. I'm giving up now. I'd hope not, because you're still doing better than what you were at the start. So what needs to change is always our perception, our map of what we think reality is. And we've got to be able to adapt, and we've got to be able to be flexible, and we've got to be able to zig, and we've got to be able to zag. And most importantly, we've just got to keep taking small steps forward. We've got to keep measuring. We've got to keep tweaking. When something's really working well, great, we don't change it. When it's not, we don't just give up on it. We don't say, oh, well, that didn't work. We look at what do we do next. And when we have that way of thinking, where we've got that type of mindset, that's when you'll always get to your end goal. So remember that your end goal is always flexible. Your end goal, that pot at the bottom of the rainbow, should always have different ways to be able to get to it. It's not only one way. And rather than me coming on and going, well, don't give up. You never know what's just around the corner. And all of that's correct. But when you look at the underlying human behavior, thinking, most people give up simply because what they believe, what they've set their sights on, they haven't reached. But what you've got to look at is, why haven't you? How could it be different? In fact, am I actually really doing better than what I'm giving myself credit for? How do I adjust? How do I maybe put a little stepping stone in there? It's when we feel, right? It's when we feel we're at a loss. That's when we stop. That's when we give up. But if you're taking a step forward, well, you're not losing. It might be going slower than what you want. Maybe there's a bunch of lessons you've got to learn before you actually make it. But if you haven't gone backwards, then you're definitely not losing. And you should definitely not just stop. So what I want you to take away from here is I want you to become really conscious around what's winning and losing. I want you to become really conscious around the map and what you've told yourself determines whether it's time to give up or not. I want you to become conscious around the questions you're asking yourself. As emotional beings, it's really easy to get caught up and to go on the roller coaster up and down and up and down. It's really easy for our 2-million-year-old brain to take over and try to keep you safe and tell you to just, hey, it's not worth it. Stop doing this to yourself. It'd be much easier if we just did something else. And it might be correct, but why would you want to be that? That's why getting around a great environment, amazing people, people who want to lift you up every single day is so important. Hopefully that's been super helpful. Love for you to subscribe, whether you're with us here on iTunes, on Spotify, on Podbean, subscribe to our Get More Referrals Today podcast. If you're listening to this on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube, Referral Marketing Guru. Follow us on any of our socials and come join us in our Million Dollar Referral Network, our free Facebook group. Go to Facebook, search the Million Dollar Referral Network and come hang out with us over there. Till next time, take care. I'll speak to you real soon.